In Australia's red centre, the mobile black spot is more like a blanket. Amata, in South Australia's AP Wildlands, is one of dozens of small communities that has remained off the grid, until now. Sammy Leon is an Anangu elder in the Amata community.
The people in this community, they're happy, and they ring up the family and they're talking and happy.
The community of 300 people has only one small general store. Most services are accessed out of Uluru or Alice Springs, several hours' drive away. But as of this month, Amata has 3G and 4G mobile phone coverage after a Telstra base station was officially turned on. The infrastructure was built as part of the federal government's Mobile Black Spot program. Mark Bolton, a general manager with Telstra in South Australia, says it will boost access to services in the town by providing wider internet access.
We know that communications are vital to regional and remote communities. So having the community have access to information, education, health, banking, even just connect with family and friends is really important to Telstra.
Towns in the AP Wildlands are generally closed to visitors, and though there are landlines and some publicly accessible internet-connected computers in Amata, digital exposure has been limited. InDigiMob project manager Meta Young says the sudden availability of mobile phone services can be challenging to remote communities. The organisation is part funded by Telstra to teach internet skills to Aboriginal communities in the Northern Territory.
Most Aboriginal people have mobile phones, and when the internet goes on in the community, it's fabulous because all of a sudden they don't have to travel or get in the cars to go and see people. They can connect via messenger or whatever, but then sometimes a whole lot of issues creep in, which might be, oh, all of a sudden we're getting a bit of bullying that's happening online, or we haven't worked out, we don't know how to turn off our automatic updates and all of our prepaid credit gets used up as soon as we're in range, and it's going to cost us a lot more, which can be difficult when your income's pretty small.
Principal of Amata Anangu School, Sharon Diglio, says teachers have been preparing for the possibility of issues such as cyberbullying.
Policies will be in place, and you know, we talk to community, we talk to governing council, we talk to the children, and you know, hopefully if there are any issues, then we have either already worked out the answers or we'll do that together.
Telstra SA General Manager Mark Bolton said the organisation would continue to engage with community leaders.
Now, we invest a lot of time in coming out to these communities like we've done at the launch, and making sure the right information and make sure the community is educated on the services available.
Amata Elder Sammy Leon says it's too early to know how the community would be affected.
The people using today, they're happy and happy, and I don't know, maybe a couple of years, maybe a couple of months, they might change, or maybe a little bit bad, maybe good, could be thinking like that.
A further 5 towers are expected to be built across the AP Wildlands by March 2018.